I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is live from Studio A. Today we are joined by Minnesota musician Al Church. He's in town to play a CD release show tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Al, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, anytime. So you are, we're going to get to some music in just a minute, but I think people who don't know you already will be interested in the fact that you are actually a Duluth native.
Yes.
Born and raised originally in Duluth, Minnesota.
I was born in New Mexico.
Born
but
in Mexico.
I grew up, I moved here when I was two.
Okay.
So yeah, I've lived here, lived here until I was 18.
Okay, and you graduated from East High School.
Yep.
And how soon after that did you move away? Did you move right to the Twin Cities?
Yeah.
Did you live anywhere else in between?
Yeah, I moved right down to Minneapolis, actually, from... I was 17, actually, at the time.
Okay. Was that for school, or was that just gotta get out, gotta explore some new territory?
And the band, my band buddies at the time, were like, let's move down and get a one-bedroom apartment for three guys, and... just play music. We did some tours and kind of wanted to, you know, kind of check out the music scene in Minneapolis for a little while.
So you had been at least starting a music career while you were still living in Duluth at kind of a young age.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the band you were with back then?
It was called the Spoogies.
The Spoogies. Okay. Because I know that you have been in quite a few bands, and I was looking up a little bit about you yesterday, and that was not one of the bands that was, that was mentioned in the history.
Yeah.
So we're going back quite a few, a whole era to get to the Spoogies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a little bit of background context there, but why don't we start with a tune, whichever one that you've prepared that you'd like to play first.
Oh, sure.
It's totally up to you,
Sounds
man.
Good.
You go right ahead. This is Al Church live from Studio A.
Tried to call you, but you weren't there. You make me play this waiting game. Said things aren't happening here. We built the sun. You knocked it down. Drunk text messaging ex-boyfriends, they wanna get next to you. They wanna know how you're doing. They wanna get next to you. Oh, you're trying to stand your ground. Those high heel shoes, tough as nails. Those nights felt combustible. We worked it out, separate hearts. Drunk text messaging ex-boyfriends. They wanna get next to you. They wanna know if you're coming. They wanna get next to you. You were yelling so emotional. Temperature dangerous. I told you we were something real. More than physical. But you missed my call. Drunk text messaging ex-boyfriends, they wanna get next to you. Drunk text messaging ex-boyfriends,
next to you. Drunk text messaging ex-boyfriends. They want to get next to you. Oh, drunk text messaging ex-boyfriends. They want to get next to you.
That's Al Church, live from Studio A Duluth native now based out of Minneapolis. A tune called Next to You from the new album Next Summer, which is recently out. It's his, is it your first solo album?
Officially, yeah.
Officially the first solo album.
I put out some records under Al Church and State, but this is first actual solo
and album. Was Al Church and State kind of the last project that you were working with before you decided to do a solo album?
I've been playing with a band called BB Gun, a lot, but Al Church and State before that was kind of my rock band.
Where I played because BB Gun was more maybe a little bit more toward the folk country side, a little more acoustic type of stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's a little more. Yeah, Neil Purbix and I, and Jeremy Hansen, and So Church and State was definitely more in the rock realm, and then the solo thing is definitely I'm more of a front man, so I don't really play guitar actually. And tonight actually at the Red Herring is going to be a full band with we got Randy Lee on saxophone.
Sure,
because there's a lot of sax and it's a real different sounding record than I've ever really done.
It really is. I mean, I was looking at a lot of interviews that you've done so far about this new record, whether it be in, you know, with The Current or in a magazine or an audio interview online. But a lot of people are saying this is a pop album.
Yeah.
And they're not, I won't argue with that. They're not wrong, but it really seems like, sure, there might be sort of a generic pop sound that it's built on top of, but it's mixed rather well with some slightly, I don't know, confrontational themes.
Yeah.
Almost, which, you know, I guess, you know, maybe Minnesota that has always been sort of a guy on a bar stool with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And there's been a punk scene around for some time, but it seems like pop music or that more palatable sound is starting to gain a little bit more acceptance here. Mm-hmm. Is that like kind of a Twin Cities thing? I mean, that sound is not born and bred Duluth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems to be more of a Twin Cities thing. How has your sound been influenced?
It's interesting because I actually, my really, really, like one of my best friends, Robert Lee, he is a great tenor sax player. And so like we would just work on, I would play guitar, he would play sax. I mean, early on and like in high school and stuff. And we would do like go down to Canal Park and like play. We would just do like, you know, busk. Do some busking. But yeah, I think, you know, keyboard, we added a lot of keyboards in this new record too. And you know, Matt Sandstead produced it, and he plays keys with us. He'll be playing with us tonight at the Red Herring. I mean, there's a lot of keyboards. There's a lot of tons of saxophone, and I feel like some of that is attributed to my friend Rob, you know, kind of like, wow, like I love saxophone. You know, I love the tone of it.
Yeah.
It's like a lead guitar to me in a lot of
ways. And it's just classic too.
Yeah.
It's a timeless sound.
And we were listening to a lot of Warren G, a lot of Dr. Dre, a lot of Hall & Oates. I love Hall & Oates.
There's an unlikely grouping of musicians, right?
Yeah. Genesis. There's a lot of early Genesis inspiration on this new record too. So
have you tried up until now, obviously you've got a show coming up tonight, but up until now have you tried to keep a following in Duluth to a certain extent, or has the focus been kind of in the cities or around the west of the Midwest?
Al Church and State's played here quite a few times.
I know I've seen BB Gun on a lineup here and there.
BB Gun played at Clyde Ironworks a little while ago, and we also played the Red Star, Red Herring. I played the Red Herring with Frankie Lee a couple months back with Actual Wolf.
Sure. And you quite frequently sit in with Frankie Lee, Actual Wolf, Haley Bonner.
Yep.
Who are some other musicians that you tend to play with?
Pink Mink is another. It's a punk rock, female fronted punk rock band that I play with.
Okay.
I play bass with that band.
So you've got a little bit of a side career as a session player as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the day.
For sure. Yeah. I love playing bass in bands. You know, it's really, really fun. So. Mm-hmm.
So kind of a already a long complex career from Al Church. He's been in six or seven or maybe eight bands or
yeah.
something. You want to over the years, he's out with a new solo album called Next Summer, and I think we want to hear another track from. Well, I suppose you could play something from that, or you could really do whatever you want.
Okay,
but let's hear another tune.
Yeah, sounds good. This one's called "You Came Into My Life." A stroll, and you didn't know it was late in the fall. My nerves turned gold. You came into my life, made everything all right. You came into my life, came into my life. We didn't talk about any rings in the pocket of my good jeans. Did I take you home? Did we make it up? The sunset rained down on the river scenes. Walked 4 miles on a bridge it seemed like 40 days until we reached the green worn out park bench. And you came into my life, made everything alright. Came into my life. You came into my life. You came into my life. Made everything alright. You came into my life. You came into my life.
That's Al Church live from Studio A, another tune there from the new solo album Next Summer. I read somewhere that tune was inspired by an engagement.
Yeah.
What's the timeline on that? Is that pretty recent or did it happen a while ago?
Yeah, it happened. I was in Paris and Jenna met. Yeah, we met up there and... it's funny. We actually met in Duluth. So we actually went to middle school stuff together.
And so Paris, France, of all places.
Yeah,
what were you doing there?
Yeah, I was on tour with Hailey Bonner.
Oh.
And our last show was in Paris and it was just Jenna was like, "Wow, I have these Sky Miles. Like, I'm just going to meet you guys there, watch a couple shows and we can hang out in Paris for a week." So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Got some free time at the right time.
Totally,
I guess.
I had the ring in my pocket the whole time, the whole tour. Like,
That was actually going to be my next question. Is I know Minnesota can be kind of a friendly, comfortable spot for musicians. You know, some bands like to go on tour, and some bands will find a nice, healthy following in the place that they're from, and they'll stay there and they'll get residencies. You know, weekly residencies or monthly residencies. I was going to ask, is that something that you do? Kind of stick around Minneapolis, or do you tour quite a bit?
We're going to be playing Wisconsin, like kind of regionally. I want to play Duluth a lot more. We're playing Homegrown this year, and Wisconsin. Like we're playing UW Stout next week, and we're doing a lot of regional stuff.
Christine was telling me she thinks she remembers the Spoogies at least one Homegrown music festival.
Yeah, we played the one. We actually played with the Dames and Black Eyed Snakes 1 year.
How long ago was what was your last Homegrown that you performed? Has it been a few years?
I think that was the second or third Homegrown. I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you guys took a Homegrown hiatus, and now you're going to be back this year.
Right. Yeah, totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've played with a couple other bands. Like, I played with the Farewell Circuit a little while ago, like a couple years ago. But I've also been to the festival a lot. Like, I love Homegrown so much. It's like, it's almost like take a week off of work and just like, just watch music every night.
We know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Another question. I'm really curious about this. You played a show in Paris, France with Hailey Bonner. What is the reception like to...
It was awesome, yeah.
In Paris, really. People have heard of Hailey Bonner and they come out for the shows.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There was like three photographers like front row, snapping tons of photo. Like it was crazy. I mean, she's so talented. Like her songs are just insane. They're so good. She's one of my favorite writers. So, it was really well received over there. She was.
So you've been essentially based out of the Twin Cities now since you were 18 years old.
For the most part.
What have you known? I mean, I kind of get a sense that this new solo album that you're out with reflects a little bit of the way that the typical sound down there has changed a little bit. I know when you first started playing music out of high school down there, it was,
punk rock,
and then it moved to sort of a folky country BB gun thing, and then it was into Al Church and State. Is that in line with the way that you've noticed the music scene changing down there as a whole?
I haven't heard, the way this sound kind of happened was pretty, I haven't heard a ton of like saxophone keyboards, like, pop songs over there, you know, in Minneapolis or, I think it's pretty unique to, it might, you know, I definitely love, like I love Prince and that Minneapolis sound, but I feel like this is like, you know, bigger drums and, you know, we did a lot of reamping, which is like when you kind of like reamp keyboards and drums, electronic drums. And like, we wanted kind of a real analog sound, not so like tight, like the Minneapolis sound is really tight, you know, tight drums and tight bass and like real groove oriented stuff. I mean, and I'm definitely inspired by a lot of that stuff, but I feel like this more has like a, almost like Flaming Lips kind of like rhythm section. You know what I mean? Like a little more open drums, open bass, like big room sounds.
Yeah. Somebody was even describing it as Mulman-esque.
Sure.
That was the actual word that they used, was Mulman-esque.
Yeah, Mulman-esque. Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're in here right now. You've got your guitar. We're doing kind of a stripped down version of the song.
This is not what's going to happen tonight.
Right. So this
going to be a dance party.
Your
hopefully
typical
tonight.
Performances for this new album sound. You've got a full band and what do you just drop the instruments?
Yeah,
and do
man.
Kind of
I play tambo. Yeah. I like, you know, yeah. Yeah. I have this electronic drum pad that I play for hand claps and stuff. I mean, I'm mostly just kind of trying to get people to move and try to get people to, just kind of connect with people.
Priority one, make sure we're just having
a good time. That's right. Exactly what it, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, let's hear one more tune.
Cool. This one's called Turquoise Sun. It's off the new record, too.
This is Al Church, live from Studio A.
Life will be so different when you move through the air and decide to be alone. Don't you take in the sights? Could smell the smoke ages ago. You know, desert highway, radio silence, gauge the horizon. Life will be so different when you move through the air and decide to be alone. Don't you take in the sight? I smell the smoke ages ago. You know, memories drag on like a cigarette. Memories drag on like a cigarette. Memories drag on like a cigarette. Try to avoid the rear view. The turquoise sun is burning questions, burning bridges. You will be so different when you move through the air and decide to be alone. Don't you take in the sight? Can smell the smoke ages ago. And you know, memories drag on like a cigarette. Memories drag on like a cigarette. Memories drag on like a cigarette. Life will be so different. Life will be so different. Life will be so different.
That's Twin Cities musician Al Church live from Studio A, a guy who previously you may have known from local bands BB Gun and Al Church in State, as well as some collaborations with Haley Bonner, Actual Wolf, and a whole array of local music projects. He's out with a new self-released solo album, is that right?
Yep.
It's called Next Summer. He's performing a CD release show for that album tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in downtown Duluth. Al, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm Mike Nowitzki, and this is Live from Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by Christine Dean, web assistant Aaron Welch, and myself. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD.